Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Welcome to the broadcast. We've got a wonderful program for you today about Pentecostal worship and touching also on the gifts of the Spirit. And we're going to get things kicked off right today in keeping with our worship theme, going back a little ways to Phillips, Craig, and Dean's project entitled Let My Words Be Few. This is an upbeat, get your feet hopping and get your blood pumping worship song. And the name of it is Let Everything That Has Breath. This is Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
Praise you in the morning, praise you in the evening, when I'm young and when I'm old. Praise you when I'm laughing, praise you when I'm grieving, never cease another soul. If we could see how much you're worth, about your mind, your endless love, surely we would never cease to praise you.
To praise you, yeah.
Let everything that, everything that, let everything that has been, praise the Lord. Let everything that, everything that, let everything that has been, praise the Lord.
Praise you in the heavens, joining with the angels, praising you forever and a day. Oh yeah. Praising you on earth now, joining with creation, calling all nations to your praise.
People don't understand Pentecostal worship or why Pentecostals worship the way that they do. Pentecostal worship is Spirit-filled worship under the direction of the Holy Ghost. During Pentecostal church services, we lift our voices in praise. We raise our hands to God in honor and respect. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. Pentecostals love to offer praise and worship to God Almighty. If you've never had the opportunity to be in a Spirit-filled Pentecostal service before, you will discover that biblical expressions of worship are still practiced today. Here are some biblical references as to why we conduct our church services in the way that we do. We pray together out loud because in the Bible we read, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord, Acts 4:24. We lift our hands in praise because in the Bible we read, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord, Psalm 134, verse 2. We sing with all our hearts because in the Bible we read, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Psalm 98 and verse 4. We play musical instruments because in the Bible we read, all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments. 2 Samuel 6:5. We clap our hands and shout unto God with our voices, because in the Bible we read, O clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Psalm 47 and 1. We dance before the Lord, because in the Bible we read, praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Psalm 150 and verse 4. We testify publicly because in the Bible we read, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Psalm 22 and verse 22. We anoint with oil for divine healing because in the Bible we read, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. James 5:14. We allow the operation of the spiritual gifts because in the Bible we read, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 26. We want to bring you some more wonderful praise and worship music right now from our friends Phillips, Craig, and Dean from their album Let My Words Be Few. The name of this song is Come, Now Is the Time to Worship.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give. Just as you are to worship, come, just as you are before your God. Come.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day
worship the Lord.
Brother Rusty Sandy is a member of our youth group at Christian Apostolic Church. The youth group have chosen for themselves the name FISH, F-I-S-H. It stands for First I Seek Him. And we have created a social networking site called CAC Live. It's at www.caclive.ning.com. And there on his profile, Brother Rusty has this comment, that yes, he does dance as he goes down the road in his car. And I just thought that was so neat that the Holy Ghost-filled Pentecostal person, any time in their day, can break into worship and praise, tune the radio or the CD player to good Pentecostal-style worship music, and just enjoy God's presence anywhere, any time of day. I hope right now, as you listen to this broadcast, you are in a place or in a position that you can actually just lift your hands, lift your voice, lift your heart to God in Pentecostal worship. And when a lot of Pentecostals get together, when a lot of Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, worshiping, praising people get together, that's called a church service. And when we gather the assembly of the redeemed and begin to lift our voices in one accord to God, the Lord's presence begins to be manifested in a way that is just exponential. And the experience can absolutely defy description. There's one Bible verse that says, joy unspeakable and full of glory. There are times when the presence of the Lord causes joy that is unspeakable. It is literally beyond the description of words. I encourage you today to worship your way into the presence of God. And if you find yourself saying, I don't understand why, but something within me seems to want to resist the urge to raise my hands to God. Something within me seems to be resisting the desire to clap my hands to God, to lift my voice to God. I want to explain to you that there is within all of us both a spiritual nature and a carnal nature. And the Bible says that the carnal nature is at enmity with God. It opposes the things of God. And it is that carnal nature within you that resists praising God, that resists giving glory and honor to the one true God. And the best thing that you can do in your life is to resist that carnal nature, to fight against it, to pray to God for help in conquering that carnal nature, and get yourself to the place to where you are free, not being held down or under submission to that law of sin and death that is at work in your members. For heaven's sake and for your own sake, get loose, get free, get victory. Raise your hands to God. Clap your hands to God. Shout, lift your voice in demonstrative praise out loud to God. You'll be so glad you did. Again, as I quoted earlier from Psalm 47 and verse 1, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise God. The Lord is so good to his people. There have been such tremendous moves of God in our church service recently, and the youth group, the First I Seek Him youth group, has absolutely been a spark plug in bringing the anointing of God, the manifest presence of God, into our services. They have worshiped in the youth choir, and until the point that they have come off of the platform in worship and praise, shouting and dancing before the Lord. And they're not alone. The adults are joining in with them. I joke that sometimes we have to direct traffic in our church to keep from having accidents. But the Spirit of the Lord is so powerful in our midst. And I want to encourage you to come out and join with us in worshiping and praising the Lord at Christian Apostolic Church. You can visit on the web at cac.us.com, and there you can access a map with driving directions, and we encourage you to come and be with us. Turning our attention now to some more great worship from Phillips, Craig, and Dean. From their Let My Words Be Few album, the name of this song is The Heart of Worship.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you ever required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart. Yeah.
I'd like to quote for you from an excellent article entitled The Essence of Pentecostal Worship, written by H. Robert Roden. He identifies seven axioms about Pentecostal worship. But before we get to those, I want to quote for you from a section called Toward a Theology of Worship. And Roden says he's borrowing from Jack Hayford to provide what he calls a Reader's Digest version of a theology of worship. So Roden borrowed from Hayford, and I'm borrowing from Roden. Number one, as God above all, the Lord Almighty is our creator, sustainer, redeemer, and as the sovereign of the universe, is worthy of our worship and deserving of our praise. Number two, the objective in our worship is not merely to fulfill a prerequisite, acknowledging our place in the created order, but it is a God-ordained means for advancing our restoration and reinstatement in that order. Three, worship is God's gift to us for our blessing more than His. His objective is not the securing of our adulation, but our discovery and realization of advancement in His intended purpose for our fulfillment. Four, worship is not only a means of reaffirming man's relational dependence upon, submission to, and obedience before God. It is the means, through grace, to reinstating man's partnership with God in ruling the earth, one that begins in a present, practical, yet partial realization, and will succeed after Christ's coming unto a complete and full realization. 5. For the redeemed, worship is the essential key to welcoming the rule of the kingdom of God into human experience. That is, into our daily affairs, our homes, our congregations, our business affairs, and our cities and nations. 6. Worship is the primary means for establishing an atmosphere, A, for the transforming entry of God's presence, and B, for the clear entry of God's Word, and C, for the loving entry of God's Spirit, and D, for the dynamic entry of God's works of power. 7. Accordingly, leadership needs to approach worship with the conviction that we are not providing an optional moment, but determining a pivotal one. 8. With this understanding, we must confront the fact that biblical worship, A, will always require the humbling of human pride through worship, B, must appropriately be conducted according to divine patterns for worship, and C, will regularly manifest in the transforming joy and humility distilling from worship. Turning now to those seven axioms of Pentecostal worship. First, make spiritual preparation. At the primary level, every worship service must be networked with prayer. Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost was preceded by 10 days of prayer in the upper room. 2. Appoint a worship leader who is a worshiper. Finding a song leader isn't difficult, but finding someone who can lead people as they sing is essential. This person must himself be a worshiper if he is to lead others in worship. The third axiom, embrace all generations. If you want to send a message to young people that they're not important, then eliminate their music. If you want to marginalize the older saints, then get rid of their music. The next axiom is, change, not eliminate the past. God has always raised up individuals to influence the church in worship at various seasons. It's always a delicate tension to hold the music of the past, such as classic hymns, that expressed sound theology with music that emerges and then fades. We seek to incorporate change and the new while at the same time embracing and maintaining what is important from the past. The next axiom is choose substance over style. We don't know what style of worship they were experiencing in Acts 13 when the Holy Ghost said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them." We do know that substance is more important than style. Whatever the atmosphere was, it was one in which the Holy Ghost could call out the called. That gathering was not about a feel-good level of worship or even an ethical level of a code of rules. It was worship at a spiritual level that creates a readiness to trust oneself wholly to God. Every worship service must have the potential and expectation to experience the substantive acts of God in our lives. The next axiom is, be open to the miraculous. Worship is where spiritual breakthroughs happen. It was at midnight in a Middle Eastern prison cell when Paul and Silas started praising God. Their bodies were chained, but their spirits soared. As they sang, there was a violent earthquake. Acts 16 and 26 says that the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. That's what happens when we worship. Worship sets the stage for the miraculous. While we do not focus on miracles, it is important to see the worship service as a place that uniquely opens us to the miraculous. Once the prison doors were opened, the jailer and his household were saved and baptized. God exercises his power with a purpose, reaching the lost. Testimonies in a worship service of God's miracle-working power will often be the catalyst to bring lost people to God. Finally, promote freedom in worship. The most common expression heard from new people coming into our worship services is about how much freedom they felt and yet how safe they felt. Paul declared, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom." 2 Corinthians 3:17. Freedom finds its greatest expression where boundaries are clearly established. Sensitivity and respect for others is a clear biblical teaching, 1 Corinthians 12. It is not an oxymoron to plan a Pentecostal worship service, to expect excellence from the musicians, and to have teaching moments, especially when tongues and interpretation are a part of the service. As a general rule, we explain from Scripture what we're experiencing after a message in tongues and interpretation. We also print and verbalize the scriptural basis for clapping and raising our hands in worship. Good teaching and active pastoral leadership will foster an atmosphere of freedom in a Pentecostal worship service that will encourage greater participation. Not everybody will be comfortable with the expressions of a Pentecostal worship service, and we accept that, but we must make sure their uneasiness is not about our misuse of freedom.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.